祖父母们今天真是快乐的日子，今天是祖父母节。
Very rare we celebrate this special day.
真的是我们教会很少庆祝这个节日。
But today is also, from this evening, we'll begin this day of the trumpet.
今天晚上我们要开始就是犹太历的这个吹角节。
Yeah. In the Bible, in the Old Testament, there are seven festivals revealed by God to the Israel.
在圣经中，这样，在圣经中有神给犹太人启示了七个节日。
And the first four all relate to the first coming of Jesus Christ.
前四个节日都和主的第一次来有关系。
And the last three.Relate to, you can guess, second coming of Christ.
后面三个大家可以猜，其实是和主的第二次再来有关系。
And so the beginning of the second coming of the Lord always start with the blow of the trumpet.
主第二次再来总是从吹角节开始。
And then you will have 10 days later, you will have the Day of Atonement.
十天以后你就会这个赎罪日。
And then after a Day of Atonement, 5 days, then you start the last festival called the Festival of Tabernacle.
再过五天是最后一个节日，就是祝棚节。
And this year is very unusual, all end in September.
今年是特别特殊的，所有的这些节日在九月都在九月发生，最后就是九月就结束了。
Right. And this is the, New Year for the Israel, beginning of the New Year.
今天是以色列人开始的新年的第一天。
According to the rabbi, this day is the first day God created the heaven and earth.
从犹太的拉比我们知道，他们是这样说的：今天就是纪念神第一创造天地的第一天。
Right. So all so much for your information.
这是给大家一个信息。
Before I start today's message, I'd like to show you three pictures.
今天在开始信息之前，我要先向大家分享三个照片，三个图片。
And maybe you can guess what are they?
你大家猜一下这个是什么呢？
What is this?
这个是什么？
Chips.
这个叫集成电路。
I think...Many of us use computer, right?
我们很多人用电脑的。
Computer, this is the brain.
这个就是电脑的大脑。
Without this chip, your computer cannot work.
没有这个芯片，你的电脑是不能工作的。
You have also a phone, right?
你有手机吗？
Your phone, without this, it won't work either.
这个就是手机里面都是这个东西。
So this is the brain of modern world.
这个是现代世界的大脑。
And this was invented 60 years ago.
这个东西是六十年前发明的。
Who knows who was the inventor?
大家知道谁发明这个东西吗？
By the name of Jack Kilby.
有个人叫 Jack Kilby， 先开始就做了这个，
right,
发明了这个东西。
He invented it 60 years ago.
六十年前他发明了这个东西。
In Kansas.
在这个 Kansas 这个州里面。
That time he was an electric engineer with a famous company called Texas Instruments.
这个时候他是在一个很有名的公司，就是德州电器里面做电气工程师的。
Since then evolved into today's very sophisticated integrated chips.
从那个时候开始，一直后来就不断的有新的东西，新的芯片出来，最后成了现在一个很复杂的这个集成电路。
Right.You know, today we have a wall, trade wall with China.
我们今天美国和中国有一个贸易战。
Well, on the surface, you think it's a wall of trade import-export.
大家从表面上看，有可能只是觉得这是一个贸易战，只是有关于进出口的贸易战。
But in reality, major concern is 2025 is the year China is supposed to.Surpass U.S.
但是最主要的原因就是在中国有一个讲法叫2025年计划，在2025年那个时候呢，中国的这个经济呢会超过美国。
Right. So U.S. try to prevent that from happening.
这个美国呢，就怕这个事情发生呢，就是做了这个预防的这个。
One of the center technology is this integrated chips.
这个最主要的技术呢，就是这个大脑呢，就是这个集成电路。
Who controls this? You will control the future technology.
谁掌握了这个技术，谁是在这个技术上领先，就是将来的世界的领先者。
This is also the top secret.
这也是一个秘密。
And China tried to steal it.
这个
from the U.S.
中国呢也想在这个偷着学这个技术，从美国在偷学这个。
Okay, the second technology I want to show you.
第二个技术。
Right, what is this? Wind turbine, right?
Yeah, 这个就是风力涡轮机。
Yeah. Since the Industrial Revolution, we know how to use coal to start steam engine.
从工业革命开始，我们就知道怎样用这个煤来燃烧，能够推动这个蒸汽机。
And later on, we found petrol invent gasoline, so we started this, the engine.
Yeah, 后来又发明了这个汽油发动机，然后就是所说的引擎，然后用汽油做燃料。
That created this, modern, technology.
这就变成了现代世界的主要组成部分。
And all these old traditional energy has an issue. There's a pollution.
所有的传统的这个能源都有一个问题，就是这个污染。
So scientists try to find clean energy.
这个科学家要找这个清洁能源。
You have hydropower, you have wind power, you have sun power.
你有水电、这个风电，还有太阳能。
So this technology is right now a great, really promising.
这个技术看上去是比较将来很有前途的一个技术。
So what is the secret part of this simple design? Very simple.
这个东西的这个风电机的主要秘密在哪儿呢？
Do you know where is the secret? No, this is not chip.
Turbine.
This is the turbine.
就是这个叶片。
Next one.
要画下一个片，下一个图片。
Right. This part.
反了、你让他来了、
you control it. Okay, the behind the fan there's a box, right? That box is the turbine.
就是它这个风扇后面就是那个涡轮的这个部分。
That's a secret.
这个就是
for each company.
这个每个公司做这个东西的秘密就在那。
You have different company compete. Who can build the most efficient turbine in the coming years.
就是很多公司在那里竞争，谁能做一个最有效的这个涡轮发电机。
Yeah. Whoever can have the technology developed first, he will dominate the future energy generation.
谁先做了这个有这个技术的话，将来这个能源技术它就是领先。
So, what I show this to you is try to tell you all these are the secret.Of certain company, they control this technology.
这些东西的都是一些公司的主要的技术上的秘密，他们掌控了这些技术。
This the whole world is fighting.
这个整个世界就在那里
competing.
在那个征战，就在那里竞争，来达到这个技术。
Right. So the mystery of this technology control the future of human physical life.
这个里面的技术就是决定了将来谁控制人的生活。
But that's in the physical world.
这个是在物理世界的事情。
I want to talk about the spiritual world.
我今天要讲的不是物理的世界，是讲的灵的世界。
I only use these two examples to indicate to our young people, you have to know that in the physical world, there are certain things, certain secret control.The physical world.
我今天把这个例子举出来给一些我们这里的年轻人，在这个物理世界中有一些特别的秘密，就是控制的物理世界，在属灵世界中同样也有秘密。
Yeah. So use this analogy to bring us back to Bible talk about the spiritual mystery.
我用这个比喻能够把我们带回这个圣经上，就是讲有关属灵的奥秘。
I will share with you two mysteries in the Bible.
我向大家向这里分享两个属灵的奥秘。
Altogether in the Bible, I counted 18.
我在圣经上数了数，大概有十八处地方。
So we will share the first two.
我们先分享两个秘密，有十八个奥秘。
See how it goes.
我们看怎么样，时间情形。
Bible verse.
好，我们看圣经经节。
Mm-hmm.
往下，好。
Yeah. Let's read it together. Both languages is okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1.
林前四章一节，我们一起读。
Let a man regard us as in the manner as servant of Christ, stewards of the mystery of God. This is Paul said, as a Christian, as a servant of God, we have a very key position.
这个是保罗说的，作为一个神的仆人，我们有一个很关键的地位。
We are the stewards of the mysteries of God.
我们是神奥秘的奥秘的管家，奥秘执事的管家。
Right. So, in other words, God has entrusted His mystery, spiritual mystery, to His church.
神把他天国的奥秘交给了我们他所喜爱的这个教会。
And we should keep it.
我们要守住这个奥秘。
We also know how to minister the mystery to this world.
我们也能够把这个奥秘，把这个向世上的人宣扬。不是，宣扬不是。
To minister to this world.
然后，
yeah.
然后把这个奥秘分享给其他。
Yes. So, this is the first verse. Let's read the second one.
然后到第二个章节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 11.
马太福音十三章十一节。
Jesus answered them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has been not been granted." So in this verse, Jesus tried to tell his disciples.
在这个章节中，耶稣告诉他的门徒。
There is a mystery called the mysteries of the kingdom of heavens.
在这个奥秘上有一个奥秘叫做天国的奥秘
which is described in the gospel according to Matthew.
在这个圣经的马太福音中是详细记载的。
The whole book talk about this mystery.
整个一个马太福音都在讲这个天国的奥秘。
Thus, Jesus said, "This only grant to you, not to them."
耶稣说：“这个奥秘只让你们，就是他的门徒知道，不让他们知道。”
Then go to the Mark, what gospel according to the Mark?
我们看下一个经节，就是马可福音。
And he was saying to them, "To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables."
耶稣对他们说：“神国的奥秘只让你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻。”
Right. So you in Mark you will see, the mystery of the kingdom of God.
对，在马可福音我们这里看到的，它记载的就是神国的奥秘。
Right. So, many other gospels, I mean, the other three gospels, talk about the mystery of the kingdom of God.
除马太福音讲的是天国的福音，另外三本福音书讲的是神国的福音。
Right, there is what's the difference?
什么区别
？The key word is the kingdom.
这个关键字就是这个国。
Not quite right. Kingdom is not country.
是王国啊。
Okay.
Yeah, 王国。
You have to emphasize.The kingdom. Kingdom, the emphasis is the king.
这个王国和世界上的国家是不同的概念。王国的主要的重点就是这个王。
So these two mysteries all relate to the kingdom.
这个两个有关的秘密都奥秘都是和王国有关系，王的国。
In Gospel Matthew, talk about the mystery of the kingdom of heavens.
在马太福音讲的是天上的王的国，天堂的王的国，
天国
。
What does it mean?
什么意思
？You ask a very simple question. Who is the king in the kingdom of heavens.
那什么意思呢？你问一些简单，问一个简单问题，天国的王是谁呢？
You will see the whole book of Matthew. Right from the beginning, Matthew tried to point to us, is Jesus.
对，从马太福音整本福音书，从马太福音的开始，马太告诉我们，这个王就是耶稣。
Right. Jesus is the king. That's the message of the whole gospel of Matthew.
耶稣是整个马太福音这本书里面讲的重点，就是耶稣是王。
This phrase, the kingdom of the heavens, used 32 times in this gospel.
在这本福音书中讲了天国的王用了32次有这样讲。
Right. And on this pulpit, in the past years, I have shared that message with you in this Matthew gospel.
我在去年整年中都在家和大家分享这个马太福音。
So you should have some idea about this kingdom of heavens.
你大家会有些概念，这个天国的福音是什么？
The purpose God's Son, Lord Jesus, came to this world.
神的儿子耶稣基督到这个地上来的目的。
For many Christians, we have this understanding that he came to save us.Sinners.
我们很多基督徒都有这样一个概念，耶稣到地上来是为了救我们这些罪人。
As a son of God, he became a man, and he died on the cross on our behalf.
作为神的儿子，他变成了一个人的模样，然后又在十字架上受死。
That is not accurate.
那个他在十字架上受死，为了我们受死，为了救我们，那个不是完全精确的意思。
When I say not accurate, not because he died, he died on the cross. That's the truth.
不是说他在十字架上死这件事情是不对，是记载错了，而这个是对的，这个是事实。
Jesus came, he died on the cross. That's a fact.
他到世上来，在十字架上受死，这个是个事实。
But that's not his purpose to come to this world.
这个不是耶稣基督到地上来的目的。
He came to establish his kingdom.
他到地上来的目的是为了建他的王国。
His death on the cross is the method he used to accomplish his purpose.
他在十字架上受死是一个方法。能够建这个王国的方法。
Without the cross, he cannot establish his kingdom of heavens.
如果没有这个十字架的话，他就不能在地上建天国。
He has to go to the Jerusalem. He has to die on the cross, and the third day he resurrected.
他一定要去耶路撒冷，然后一定要在十字架上受死，然后才能达这个目的。
Through this way of the cross.He finished the salvation for us.
通过这个十字架这个事情，他完成了给我们的救赎。
When we believe this provision from God, we are saved.
如果我们信靠神给我们这样一个给我们这样一个预备的话，我们就得救了。
For us, we are very happy and content. Thank God you saved us. Now we don't have to die.And go to hell.
对我们来说，我们真的是很高兴，因为神说，神为我们付了这个代价，我们就得救了，我们就以后就可以上天堂，
我们不用死了。So everybody waiting, someday we'll go to hell, go to heaven.
所以我们大家就在这个地上一直等，等到哪一天我们就能够到天上去。
Yeah, for us that's happy.
对我们来说，这个是很快乐的事情啊。
But for God, it's not His purpose.
但对神来说，这不是神的目的。
He wants to establish His kingdom.Among the people he saved,
是神的目的是要在他所拯救的子民中建他的天国。
Right, he will be the king among his saved people.
他要做这个天国的王。
That is the message of the book, the Matthew Gospel.
这个是马太福音所传给我们的信息。
So now we go to the second mystery.
我们然后现在我们要看的是第二个奥秘。
The second mystery is mentioned in the Mark chapter 4, verse 11.
刚才我们读的就是马可福音四章十一节是讲第二个奥秘。
Yep. Jesus said to them, To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but those who are outside get everything in parables.
耶稣对他们说，神国的奥秘只让你们知道，若对外人讲，凡事就用比喻。
So now in here you will see it's different from the expression in Matthew.
这里看见的这个表达的语句和马太福音是不一样的。
Also mentioned kingdom.
这里也谈了这个王国。
But here in Mark he mentioned the mystery of the kingdom of God.
他讲的是神的国。
So you will see it's a little bit different.
有点不一样。
What's the difference?
什么不一样？
Who is the king in this kingdom?
在这里面谁是王呢？
God, the Father.
啊，这个国里面，他讲的神的国里面的王是天父，就是神。
Right.
神。
Kingdom of heavens, the king is Jesus, the Son.
在我们讲的马太福音，这个天国里面的王是圣子是耶稣
，right? And the message is, repent. The kingdom of God, heavens is near.
这个里面传达的信息就是悔改吧，天国近了。
And when Jesus came, he established, he began this kingdom.
当耶稣来的时候，他建立了，他开始了这个天国。
But the world rejected.
但是这个世界上，这个世界拒绝了他。
Who received it, accepted?
谁接受了他
？The disciples.
他的门徒
right? So that's how the kingdom of heavens began.
所以那就是天国的福音怎样开始的。
Now we come to the kingdom of God.
我们现在看的是神国，神的王国。
We have to read a few other scriptures.
我们要再读几个经节。
This is in the Psalm.
我们读诗篇。
All right.
哦，也有。
First, Psalm 9, verse 7 and 8.
我们诗篇九，这上面有，大家听。
But the Lord abides forever. He has established his throne for judgment. And he will judge the world in righteousness. He will execute judgment for the people with equity. So in these two verses, I want to show you, in the Old Testament time, the people of Israel, they already has the revelation from God.
所以我通过这个经节请大家向大家分享，在旧约的时候，以色列人已经有神的启示。
What's the revelation for the Israel about God?
这个以色列人得到神的启示是什么呢？
Lord Jehovah sit on the throne.
他得到的启示就是耶和华主坐在王位上。
And his throne is as the righteous as the base.
他的宝座是以公义为基础。
Right. He will judge the world. His authority is built upon the righteousness.
他会审判这个世界。他这个审判世界的基础就是公正正直。
Jehovah is on the throne.
耶和华坐在王位上。
That's the revelation God gave to Israel.
那个时候是神给在旧约中给以色列人的启示。再翻下一个。
Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of upright is the scepter of your kingdom.
神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国度的权柄是正直的权杖。
So these verses share the same message.
这些经节分享的是同样的信息。
You can find.All across the Old Testament.
大家在旧约中有很多处是这样的境界。
You will see God is on the throne.
大家看见神坐在宝座上。
His authority stretch from forever past all the way to forever future.
他的权柄是从完全的张开，是从最起初。到了最结尾的时候，最远的这一处到最远的那一处，永远
的过去到永远的将来，
永远过去。
Yes, so that's the largest kingdom in this universe.
这个是在宇宙中最大的一个王国。
Because he is the creator.
因为神是那创造者。
He created everything.
他创造了所有的一切。
And he is the king.
他是王。
That's the concept of.The kingdom of God.
这个就是神的国的概念。
So you will see, Father's kingdom is the largest from forever past through the forever future.
他就看见神的国，就是耶和华的国，是永远的过去到永远的将来，是最大的国。
And his for his authority is based on righteousness.
他的权柄是他的正直。
And he will judge the world according to this righteousness.
他会用这个权柄来审判这个世界。
All right, now I will spend a little bit more time talk about in the New Testament time how God revealed this kingdom of God to us.
在新约的时候，我要花这里又花一些时间，神是怎样启示这个神的国给我们的
？Okay, so I just present to you three verses in the Psalm talking about what is the kingdom of God.
我刚才在这里给大家读了，就是诗篇中的三段经节讲神的国是什么。
Right. You can find a lot more.
你可以发现更多的东西。
I only pick a few examples to show you the concept of the kingdom of God.
我这里选了几个例子，就是给大家看一下这个天神的国的概念是什么。
In the New Testament, this term "kingdom of God" used 78 times, much more than the kingdom of heavens.
在新约中所用的这个这个神国的话，用了70多次，比以前的天国要多得多。
Right, because kingdom of God is the largest in the whole universe.
因为神的国是在整个宇宙中是最大的。
And Matthew used 5 times.
马太福音用了五次。
Right. In Mark used 14 times.
马可福音用了十四次。
In Luke, Gospel Luke used 32 times.
路加福音用了32次。
Guess how many times in Gospel of John?
约翰福音用了多少？
啊？ Twice only.
两倍。
弄得了，
那两次啊 ，sorry。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 3.
我们看马太福音第三章。
Yes. He mentioned twice Jesus talk about the kingdom of God.
马太福音两次他是讲天国的福音。啊，约翰福音 ，sorry， 是约翰福音。
Yeah, John chapter 3, verse 3 to 5.
是我们先读第一节，是约翰福音三章三到五节。
Yes. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
好，三章三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born When he is old, he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he?
尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
So from this dialogue between this Pharisee Nicodemus, who was a senior citizen, he said he's old.
从这段对话中我们可以看到，尼哥底母是一个很老的人了，他那时候已经年老。
And he also has high accomplishment in the society.
他在那个社会上的地位也很高。
He is a rabbi.
他是个拉比。
He also is an officer, used to be working in the government.
他以前也是政府的官员。
Now he probably retired.
他大概那个时候已经退休了。
But he has one unresolved question in his mind.
他有一个在他的脑海中有一个问题没有得解答。
As a Pharisee, he devoted his whole life to pursue the kingdom of God.
作为一个法利赛人，他把他的一生都贡献出来，做一个他要进神的国。
Right. They have a dream.
他们有一个梦。
Through the study of the Bible,
他如果认真学圣经
we will follow the word of God.
我们遵循神的话语。
Hopefully, by the end of my life, I will be able or qualified to enter into the kingdom of God.
在他生命快要，他如果遵循神的话，一辈子到生命快要结束的时候，他能够或者可能已经 已经可以合格进神的国。
Right. But now he is almost come to the end of his time.
他那个时候已经到了他生命的快结束的时候。
But he is not sure he can accomplish that goal.
他也不太清楚他是不是能够达到这个目的。
He tried to find the right answer.
他要得一个正确的答案。
So one evening, he came to Jesus' house.
一天晚上，他就到了耶稣的家里。
Tried to talk and ask about how can a person be sure enter into the kingdom of God.
他问这个基督一些问题，他主要是想知道怎样一个人怎样才能自己能够确定他能够进神的国。
He watched Jesus for a long time.
他那时候已经观察耶稣很久了。
He listened to his message. He also observed his power to carry out all these miracles.
他听耶稣基督的信息，他也是观察神耶稣基督的大能能够有显很多的神迹。
He concluded in his heart.
他在心中得了个结论。
If he is not from God, no one can perform the miracle he performed.
如果耶稣不是从神那里来的，他没有人能够显这些神迹。
And in his teaching, he said something I never heard of.
在耶稣基督的教导中，他讲了一些教导，他从来没有听过。
So he thinks that he might find his answer in his heart from Jesus.
所以他觉得他心中的这个问题能够从耶稣基督那里得到答案。
So in the evening he came. No, he didn't come in the daylight because he is very high officer. Come to a no, you know, in people's eye, Jesus was nobody.
对，他那个时候他没有白天去找耶稣，因为在世人眼中，耶稣是个无名小卒，但他自己是个社会上有地位的人。
So as a dignitary, come to visit nobody in the daylight time, people see that would be very awkward.
Yeah, 如果你是这个世界上有这个地位的人，有尊贵的人去访问一个无名小卒，在白天的话，别人会看不起你。
Anyway, he chose come to the evening.
所以他选择晚上去找耶稣。
Jesus received him.
耶稣接受了他。
They began the dialogue.
然后就说话了。
So in this dialogue, the key question is, how can an old man be sure he will be able to enter into the kingdom of God?
这个对话的主要关键这个点就是一个老人怎样能确定他在死之前能够进神的国。
The answer is you have to be born again.
耶稣回答他说你一定要重生。
And for him, he said, gee, that's a challenge.
是啊，他说哎呀，这个好像挑战性比较大哦。
Assume he's around 60, okay? Just make an assumption.
如果假设他是60岁。
How can a 60-year-old man be born again? That's impossible.
怎样一个60岁的人能够重生呢？这是不可能的嘛。
Jesus said, no. If you're born from your mother again, if you're born from a flesh, you are still a flesh.
耶稣说，你如果从你母亲的肚腹中生出来，如果就是从肉体中再生一次，那你还是一个肉体。
You have to be born from the spirit. Then you are able to enter into the spiritual kingdom.
你一定要从灵里重生一次，那你才能进灵里的国，神灵里的国。
Right. So in other words, this kingdom of God is not something physical. It is spiritual.
这个神的国在这里看出他神的国不是物质上的国，而是灵里的国。
Use another similar point in Luke chapter 17 verse 20 and 21.
我们再看这个路加福音有同样的相类似的记载，路加福音17章20节。
Let me read to you.
我这里读给你。
Now having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, he answered them and saying, the kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed.
好，法利赛人问，神的国几时来到？耶稣回答说，神的国是不能用眼看所能见的。
Nor will they say, look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst.
人也不得不也不得说看哪、啊、在这里看哪、啊、在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里。
So from this dialogue, also another Pharisee came to Jesus, asked something about the kingdom of God.
在这段这个对话中，另外一个法利赛人也来问这个耶稣神的国的问题。
You know, in Jewish mindset,
在犹太人的脑海中思想中。
When they think about kingdom of God,
他们想这个神的国
something similar to their forefather, kingdom of David created.
对，这个神的国在他的脑海中就像是他们的祖上那个大卫王所建立的世上的国是相类似的。
Big kingdom.
那个是一个很大的王国。
Powerful kingdom.
是一个很强有力强壮的王国。
But they lost it.
但是那个大卫的国没了。
So who controlled them at that time?
谁在那里控制？谁在统治他们呢
？Romans.
罗马人。
Romans is also a big kingdom at that time in the world.
所以罗马人建的国，罗马王国是在地上也是一个很大的国。
And so that's a Gentile kingdom.
这个是世人所建的国。
They worship idols.
那个世人所建的国，他在那里。拜偶像。
They also elevate the king Caesar as also a god.
他们把他的每一个他的 Caesar 啊
王 Caesar
凯撒也作为他们的王
yeah, they,
也作为他们的神。
Each king they have a shrine.
Yeah, 每一个王都有一个这个庙宇。
Yeah, people come to the shrine, worship the king, long live the king.
他们那些人就到这个庙里面去敬拜这个偶像，说这个王要万岁。
So the humankind has an idea about the kingdom of God is something physical.
人的脑海中，天上神的国就像地上的王国一样。
So they expect Jesus to build similar kingdom in the world.
他想，耶稣是天国的王，他要在地上也是要建这个像罗马王国一样的王。
Jesus didn't build a physical kingdom.
但是耶稣并没有建物理上的王国。
So you will see when Pharisee asked him about when can we see this kingdom of God.
所以法利赛人问他说：“我们什么时候能看见这个天国的时候，神的国的时候
？”Then Jesus answered.
耶稣回答说
：“No, you cannot see something physically.”
耶稣回答说：“你看不见，眼睛看得见的果，这不一样的。
With your physical eyes, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
用你的肉眼，你是看不见神的国。
Because where is the kingdom? If you enter into the God's kingdom,
当你进这个神的国的时候，是神的国在哪里呢
？”And Jesus said, "It's in your heart."
耶稣说：“在你的心里，神的国在你的心里。
It's not a physical kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom.”
它不是物理上的天国，物理上地上的国，而是神的国，天上的国。
Then that's something we cannot comprehend.
这个国的概念我们就不能掌控，
right?
我们不能了解是怎么回事了，因为完全不是我们所见过的。
So Jesus said, unless you are born again from the Holy Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom.
所以耶稣在这里说，除非你用由着圣灵重生，不然你是看不见神的国。
In other words, the kingdom of God, if you want to see it, you have to be born again.
如果是你要看这个，神的国，你一定要得重生。
But in Nicodemus' mind, he thought Jesus talking about born from my mother's womb again, second time.
这个尼哥底母所想象的就是从母腹里重新再生一次。
But Jesus said, No. You still don't get it.
耶稣说：“你没有得到这个答案。”
Right, if you born from the flesh, you are still flesh.
耶稣说：“如果你是从肉身生的，你还是肉身。”
You have to be born from the spirit, so that you will be spiritual.
所以你一定要从灵生，然后你才能属灵。
And that make Nicodemus even more confused.
那让尼哥底母更加混乱混淆了。
So you know how Jesus solved this mystery of the kingdom?
耶稣是怎样解决这个他这个问题，就是天国的神国的奥秘。
He mentioned the story in the Old Testament.
他提到了旧约的这个故事。
What was the story?
什么故事呢？
Their forefathers left Egypt.
就是耶稣说他们的祖先离开了埃及。
So they start the journey in the wilderness for 40 years before they can enter into the promised land.
犹太人在旷野中迷路了有40年，最后才能进这个应许之地。
And one time,
一天一次。
Of course, for them, they learned this through their Sunday school.
这个犹太人有主日学，他们也学这个故事。
Those days not Sunday school, it should be Sabbath school.
那个时候是这个
安息日
安息日学安息日学
儿童学。For the kids, they learned this biblical school story.
从儿童的时候，他们就学了这个圣经的故事。
Jesus mentioned a famous story every Jewish kids know.
耶稣在这里讲的这个故事是每一个犹太人的儿童，他们从儿童时期就知道的这个故事。
I think you know too.
我想你们大概也知道。
What was the story?
什么故事？
Lift bronze snake. Remember that story? Bronze snake?
就是在犹太人在旷野中摩西举铜蛇的这个故事。
The story was very simple. They were in the wilderness and they were complaining.
Yeah, 故事是这样子的。犹太人在旷野里没吃没喝走的时候，他们在那里抱怨。
No, 没吃没喝。They have some food. Well, it's boring. It's not exciting food. Not like a peking duck.
是啊，我讲的是有点过了。他们有点吃的，但是不是很好的，吃的很好，日子不好过。
They have manna every day. It's they never hungry. Not like in the InterCP. They get hungry.
是、啊，这个犹太人呢、啊，那个时候呢，过的日子不大好，过的日子比较苦。他们虽说有玛纳吃，但是吃的也比较没什么，不太好吃。
Manna is good food, but it's pretty pale compared to the spicy food in Egypt.
这个玛纳呢是清淡无味，虽说是个食品，但是吃起来不像在埃及他们所吃的那个味道。
Anyway, when they complain,
所以他们就抱怨了。
So, So the result was poison snake sneak into the camp.
这个所以神就惩罚他们有一些毒蛇，然后就进了他们的帐篷。
And some people get bitten by the poison snake.
这个毒蛇就咬了人。
They are going to die.
然后这些人就慢慢的就死要死了。
So that you know, when human being facing death, everybody get afraid, right?
Yeah, 大家怕死啊，大家看见要死要来了就很怕。
So they came to Moses.
他们到了摩西面前。
Moses, please go to the Lord, pray for us.
摩西啊，请你到神那里为我们祷告吧，我们要死了。
So Moses went to the Lord and prayed.
所以摩西到神面前就祷告了。
So God told Moses.
所以这个神就对摩西说
，Prepare a bronze snake.
你用铜做一个铜蛇。
And use a high stick, lift the bronze snake high and up.
然后你就用一个长长的杆子把这个铜蛇举起来
，and then tell everybody，
告诉所有的人
，whoever bitten by the brown snake, poison snake, if you lift up your head, watch this brown snake, your poison will be dissolved。
所以他就告诉以色列会众，犹太会众。你们凡是被蛇咬了被毒蛇咬了的只要你们抬头看这个铜蛇你的毒就能解
Very simple
很简单
But that day some did just that
在那天有人是抬头看了铜蛇了
But I think the most intellectual or the scientists they refuse
我想那个时候的智慧人他们那些聪明的人有知识的人都没有这样做
You know why?
为什么呢
This is so stupid.
他们想这个很蠢啊。
How can just lift up my head, watch a brown snake, my poison can be healed? That's unscientific.
对啊，我怎么能抬头看一下铜蛇，我的毒就能解了呢？这个不科学吗
？Right. So it's illogical. I cannot accept this kind of myth.
这个不逻辑的事情，我是不能接受的。
So I think for that day, those who think they are smart, they have scientific training, they all died.
所以那天那些聪明人、智慧人、有科学培训过的人，那都死了。
But those simple folks, they believe whatever God says, they just obey, they lived.
那些简单的人，他们唯一信靠神所说的话，他们遵行的，他们就得救了。
That was the story.
那个是个故事。
Was told from Moses' time all the way to Jesus' time.
从那个故事在犹太人中是一直传。
How many years?
从摩西到耶稣。
1500 years.
1500年，这个故事是一直传的。
But nobody really understand how can that be?
没有人能够理解，这怎么可能呢？
When Jesus talked with Nicodemus, Jesus revealed the mystery.
耶稣和尼哥底母说话的时候，耶稣就把这个奥秘，给尼哥底母显示出来。
How Jesus explained this mystery?
耶稣怎样解释这个，这个奥秘呢？
He said, "One day, I will be lifted up."
耶稣说，有一天我会被举起来，人子会被举起来。
Whoever, look at me and believe me will be saved.
凡相信我的。就能够得救。
So he is talking about his future faith.
这个耶稣那个时候讲的是他将来要面对
future fate.
他将来要会命运的他得的光景。
He forecast he will go to the cross, be lifted up.
他在那里宣告他要上十字架，然后被举起来。
Whoever look at him,
谁仰望十字架
，accept his finished work.
能够接受主在地上所完成的工作。
Your sin will be forgiven.
你的罪恶得赦免。
Your curse will be dissolved by Jesus.
你的身上的诅咒会被耶稣所解决。
That's the real meaning of that old story.
这个就是举铜蛇的一个老的故事的真正的意义。
That's how we can be born again.A new life begins.
这个就是我们怎样重生得救，能够得一个新的生命。
We are all bitten by Satan.
我们都被撒旦所咬了。
The snake.
这个毒蛇所咬。
That's why we have sin in our body.
所以我们在我们的身体里面就有这个罪恶。
Nobody can resolve this issue of sin, this poison.
没有人能解决这个罪的问题。
All human beings doomed to death.
所有的人类都已经就是注定要死。
Everyone under the constraint or the bondage of sin.
每个人都受了魔鬼撒旦的捆绑。
But what is the gospel?
福音是什么？
What is the good news?
好消息是什么？
The good news, God says, look up.
好消息是神说，往上举头看。
Look who? Whom?
看谁呢？
Look the...Brown snake represent
就是看那个铜蛇所代表的
snake represent the devil
这个蛇代表的就是罪恶
bronze represent the judgment of God
铜代表的是神的审判
when Jesus died on the cross he is become sinless become sinful
当耶稣在十字架上的时候他从一个无罪的替代这个有罪的
right So he has all the sin put on his shoulder, put on him.
他把所有承担了所有的罪债
and receive the judgment of God.
然后在那里被神所审判。
Right, he died on the cross with all our sins.
他在十字架上背负了我们所有的罪债而死。
That's why when you looked up to him,
所以当你抬头仰望
you said, Lord, I repent.
主啊，我悔改。
I accept you
我接受你
as my savior.
做我的个人的救主
My sin will be gone.
我的罪就没有了
My bondage will be dissolved.
我魔鬼对我的捆绑就解开了
Just like in the Moses time when the Israels they sinned against God, they were cursed by the poison snake.
就是像摩西的时候，以色列人在那里犯罪，他们被神所诅咒，所以他们就被毒蛇所咬。
At that time, God used this very clumsy, stupid methodology.
这个那个时候神就用了这个看上去很愚笨的办法。
But behind it, God hide a mystery.
但是在这个事情的背后，神隐藏了一个奥秘。
God knew we cannot solve our own problem.
神知道我们自己不能解决我们自己的罪的问题。
You cannot save me, I cannot save you.
你不能救我，我也不能救你。
Unless someone is sinless.
除非那一个无罪的人。
So Jesus is a sinless Son of God.
所以耶稣神的儿子完全没有罪的。
He came die on our behalf.
他来这里为我们的缘故死在十字架上。
Our curse was taken by him.
我们的诅咒就被他所解开。
The only requirement,
只有一个条件，
you have to believe.
你一定要信靠神。
You have to lift up your head and upon him.
你一定要抬起你的头仰望他。
That's the way we get healed.
那个就是我们得救的办法。
That's the way we get born again.
那个就是重生的办法。
You have a new life, victorious from the curse.
你有一个新的生命，从那个旧的诅咒中脱离开的新的生命。
From that moment onward,
那个胜利的生命，从那个时候开始。
You have the new life, you can enter into this kingdom of
God. 如果你有了新生命，所以你就能够进入这个神的国。
You know, in the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候，
if you read the record in Luke chapter 18 or Mark chapter 10, you can read it when you go home.
这路加福音十八章和马可15章，你这回家去读。
Talking about a young man came to Jesus, said, "What should I do to enter into the kingdom?"
他那里讲了，就是一个少年人到耶稣面前来说怎样进神的国的故事。
Jesus said, "You have to obey the Ten Commandments."
你一定要
the law.
一定要守这个十诫。
He said, "I kept it since my childhood."
那个年轻人说，我从小就守这个十诫。
Oh, Jesus was so impressed. Wonderful, good young man.
很好啊，很好的年轻人，少年。
Yeah, you have to do one more thing.
你要做下一个事情。
To sell all your properties, give it to the poor, and then come follow me.
你要把你的所有的你的产业全部卖掉，然后来给那些穷人，然后来跟随我。
This young man was so miserable.
这个年轻人很可怜。
That's too much.
这个太多了。
So he left Jesus.
所以他就离开了。
So you will see, in the Old Testament time, the way to enter into the kingdom is kept the law of God.
在旧约时候，你进神国的一个犹太人的想法就是要守神的话。
That's what Nicodemus tried to do since his childhood too.
尼哥底母从少年的时候就这样做了。
But he realized, even now he's senior in age, all my past life, I found out I cannot keep all the law of God.
但尼哥底母到年老的时候，他发现从以前的他的一生，不是所有的神的戒律他都能遵守的。
I have sinned from time to time.
我从一段时间到另一个时间，总有犯罪的时候。
So Paul said, if you want to keep the law, you will find you are unable to keep the law.
所以保罗说，你如果想要守全律法，你发现你是不可能守全律法。
So if you want to enter into the kingdom through this method of Old Testament, keep the commandment of God, it's mission impossible.
如果你想要进神的国，通过的方法是旧约守全律法的方法，这个是不可能做到的。
Now you come to New Testament time.
在新约的时候，我们来到新约。
You will see, Jesus has a better way.
耶稣有一个更好的办法。
Through his substitution,
通过主耶稣基督在替我们死。
Right, he died on the cross, then we can be, forgiven.
所以他在十字架受死，所以我们才被赦罪。
So this is the way to enter into the kingdom of God.
这个是进神国的办法。
What kind of price we pay?
我们做了什么代价吗
？$10？
你花了10块钱吗
？No，
没有花10块钱。
We didn't spend one penny。
我们一分钱也没有花。
It's a free gift。
这个是白白的礼物。
You believe you receive, it's yours。
你接受了就是你的了。
So that's the kingdom of God, the way we can enter into.
这个是神国的奥秘，我们是可以进入这个通过这个办法。
And also in Book of Revelation.
在启示录中也是这样。
Let me read two scriptures to you.
我读两段。
Chapter 1, verse 6.
一章六节。
And he has made us to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen.
好，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Same book, chapter 5, verse 10.
五章十节。
You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
So in other words,
另一句话
in this kingdom,
在这个王国里
we have a share,
我们是有份的
through Jesus Christ.
通过耶稣基督我们是有份的。
But there's a purpose behind it.
但是这背后也有一个目的。
Not just going as a citizen of the kingdom of God. That's it. You have a certificate.
不是说进这个神的国，我们就是做这个国的公民，我们就进去了，然后就有一个护照啊什么的。
Certificate.
啊，这个证书。
Then you just every day wandering and sightseeing, nothing to do.
对啊，你这每天进神的国，就在那里看看风景，这什么也不做。
No,
不是。
Bible said, He not only made us a kingdom, also we are priests to His God and the Father.
他圣经启示录刚才第一节第一章六节是这样说：不但他成为使我们成为国民，还要做他父神的祭司。
So we have a job assignment.
我们还有个工作。
When you are saved by God.
你重生得救以后
He paid the price for you.
他耶稣付了你的罪债。
You get a new life from him.
你得了一个新生命。
Hallelujah!
真是感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord!
感谢赞美主。
But what's next?
然后下一步做什么呢？
God says, I give you a job.
神说我给你个工作。
What's the job?
这什么工作呢？
Be his priest.
成神国的成父神的牧师啊祭司 sorry
maybe
对不起 sorry
did you sleep last night what's the priest
祭司是什么呢
priest is a person serving God
祭司是服侍神的一个
人 that's another big subject but I only mention it
这是一个很大的题目我现在就提一下
yeah but you have to know you have a big job
你一定要知道，你真是一个有一个很重要的工作。
You are not unemployed.
你不是失业的啊。
You have a royal priesthood job for you.
你有一个圣洁的祭司的工作。
So you have to learn it.
你一定要学。
So for the Jewish people,
犹太人
，they have to learn from bar mitzvah, adult, the celebration to be an adult, age 13. From that moment, they learn everything about serving God through age 30.
这个犹太人有这样一个学做祭司的一个过程，就是从他这个13岁的时候成人节，一直到30岁之间，他都要学怎样做这个祭司。
And then age 30, he is a formal priest, serve in the temple.
到30岁的时候，他是在就成为一个正式的祭司，在圣殿里服侍。
Yes, minister to God, minister to the people who come into the temple worshiping God.
是啊，他服侍人，到圣殿里来敬拜的人，也服侍神，在圣殿里服侍神。
Very busy job.
是很忙的一个工作。
It's not you cannot loafing around.
你不可能在那时候在左看右看的。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们
Some people ask me, what do we do when we die and go to heaven?
有人弟兄姐妹问我，我们上天堂之后，我们做什么事吗？
From I just share with you.
我刚才给大家分享了。
Do you know what's your vocation in heaven?
你在天国里的工作是什么呢？ 职业是什么呢？
Priest.
祭司。
This is our eternal vocation.
这个是我们永久的职业。
It's a big responsibility.
这个是很大一个责任啊。
Nowadays, you have news concerning President Trump.
现在这个有关川普总统的新闻很多。
Well, there's a rumor that in White House is a chaos.
在白宫中一片混乱。
Right, and there's rumors of that. Right.
啊，这个谣言是这样说的。
Because they all try to serve the president.
那些白宫里的人都在那里服侍总统。
Right, some people very happy, some people maybe not too happy.
有些人很快乐，有些人好像不太高兴。
Now we serve the king.
我们在这里服侍神。
Which one is better, easier to serve?
哪个比较容易服侍呢？
Serve
Trump.
Trump or serve God the Father?
是服侍这个美国总统川普比较容易呢，还是侍奉我们的天父比较容易呢？
就是哦 ，neither。
大家说这两个都不容易。
You have to know you are called to serve Him.
所以大家记得，你是被呼召来侍奉神的。
God has already given you a position.
神已经给了你这么一个这个工作，这个地位。
Is it a something you can reject?
是不是你可以拒绝这个工作呢？
Or you accept with gladness?
还是你存着快快乐乐的心接受这个工作？
Let's leave it to you to think about it.
这个请大家回去思考一下。
If tonight Trump call you, said, I want to invite you to White House.
如果今晚上川普总统给你打电话说我请你去白宫。
To be my secretary of State,
成为我这国务秘书，
不是国务卿
啊，国务卿。
You said I don't have time. Sorry.
你大概是会说，我很忙，我不去了。
I don't think you will say that.
我想你大概不会说。
It's an honor.
这是一个很荣耀的事情。
It's an honor to serve a president.
这是服侍这个总统就是一个很荣耀的事情。
It's an even higher honor to serve.King.
真的是侍奉我们的主，真是更大的荣耀。
Yes. So think about it.
大家思考一下。
It's a mystery to others, but it's not a mystery to us.
这个奥秘是对别人是一个奥秘，对我们不是一个奥秘。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you awake?
你是醒了吗？
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
You have given this kingdom to us.
你把这个神国赐给我们，你就把这个王国赐给我们。
But sometimes we are so clumsy, we are so blind.
有时候我们是这样的不明白，有时候我们这样的完全瞎眼，看不见。
We don't honor what you have given to us.
我们并不尊重你给我们的。
Lord, forgive us.
主啊，原谅我们。
Open our eyes,
打开我们的眼睛
so that we can really know you.
真的是我们能够看见你
and we can have your life.
我们能够得你的生命
we can commune with you.
我们和你能够交通
we can grow in you.
我们在你里面能够成长
we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifices.
我们把自己当作活祭献给你
so that you will equip us.
然后你能够装备我们
so that when we are grown up,
当我们长大以后
spiritually speaking,
从属灵的角度长大以后
we can be fully equipped,
我们能够完全得装备
so we can serve you in your house.
我们在你的神的家中，在你的家中能够侍奉你。
May all everyone of us here,
愿我们这里的每一个弟兄姐妹
we can serve you with all our hearts.
我们能够用全心全意来侍奉你。
All our strength,
我们所有的力量。
Lord,May we serve you with love.
主啊，让我们凭着爱能够在这里服侍你。
Not by law.
不是律法。
But based on your tremendous love.
这是凭着你给我们无限的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.